This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and today I'd like to talk about the future bank versus the present bank and how to, I guess, cut up your time so you're not only generating revenue for today, but you're also consistently generating revenue for tomorrow. And I guess it's a case of, you know, fill the well while it's not empty. Like on a number of occasions over the years, I've had people contact me and they've said, hey, I really need your help, and I've had a chat with them and whatever, and then they've said, oh no, I don't want to do anything now because, you know, I just got a new client and I'm fine. Thanks very much. And this is how a lot of business owners run their lives, and it's really, really dangerous. The reason being is that you've got to be constantly focusing on marketing. ABM, always be marketing. Consistently building the pipeline for the future is what you want to be doing. And it may not just be marketing. It may be doing other things in your business. But maybe educating yourself. It may be, doing all these sort of things. And I guess education is a really good, really good example. For instance, and this can be applied perfectly to business. For instance, two people leave school when they're 17. One of those people goes out and he gets a job straight away. Laying bricks, let's say. So his job is laying bricks, and he makes $15 an hour. So he doesn't do anything to educate himself at all. In essence, if you look at the short term, he's doing all right. Straight away, he's making $600 a week. His present bank is looking pretty good. Now, the other guy decides, no, I'm going to go to university and I'm going to study to become a doctor. Let's just say a doctor. So he goes away and he studies. So for the next 5 years, this guy, the bricklayer, he's making 30 grand a year. So in 5 years, he's made $150,000. Meanwhile, the doctor's, gone away for 5 years. He's probably spent $50,000 over those 5 years, and he's $50,000 in the red. Perhaps a lot more than $50,000, but let's just keep it simple. So, in the present bank, the doctor is $200,000 behind after 5 years. But what the doctor has done is he has built up his future bank. As a result of going through this, this process. So he's built up his future bank, and now he can go out hang out his shingle, and he can generate, let's say, $100,000 a year over the next, or really for his career, whereas the bricklayer is stuck on $30,000 a year. So he's making, it's only going to take him an extra 3 years because he's making $70,000 more than the bricklayer to make up for that, for that difference. So that's an example of the future bank versus the present bank. Because the doctor spent 5 years focusing on his future bank. The bricklayer spent those 5 years only focusing on his present bank. And what I see a lot of business owners do is constantly focused, and I've been guilty of this myself before, and we all, we can all fall into this trap, is constantly focusing on the present bank.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.